Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
Yesterday, I was watching George Bush, George H.W. Bush. Rest in peace, baby. We love you. Watched his funeral services. It was actually really, really good. I'm going to tell you, George Walker, George W., but he got me. His eulogy was fantastic, and his emotions got me. But I really love and respect the relationship that him and Michelle Obama have developed. That at all these events, he brings her hard candy and gives her candy. Like, he had it waiting in his pocket when he walked to his seat. He shook everybody's hand and just said, "Hey, Michelle." I believe he calls her Mitch. "Hey, Mitch. Here's your peppermint."
He doesn't call her that.
Yes. "Hey, man, here's your peppermint." I really love their relationship that they're developed. And Laura doesn't even care. Like, Laura's like, "You don't have no candy for me, George."
Quit trying to make this a This Is Us episode.
It's not a This Is Us. No, it could be. And I love to see the friendship that they've developed. Yeah, it could be. You're right. You're right on with that. What kind of candy? You think it's just straight peppermints or butterscotch? Because I hate it when my grandma just had peppermint.
I have no idea.
Maybe it was hot candy. You know what time it is. Hey!
What kind of candy was it?
I don't know.
Vern! Show, good morning. Did you know that only three players in all the NFL have 1,000-yard receiving, 400 yards after the catch, and 9 touchdowns? Antonio Brown, Tyreek Hill, and this guy, Travis Kelce.
Coach Reed and the offensive staff is always going to put us in a position to win. And that's what we love about them. I mean, their creativity and their recognition of what the defense is doing and how to put us in an opportunity to win our one-on-one matchups. I mean, that's all you can ask for as a player. And sure enough, we got enough playmakers that we came away with the win because we ended up making plays when need be.
That was Travis Kelce. And
Chiefs.com.
Chiefs.com. You told me that before the show.
I did.
But that's Travis Kelce. Vern, it feels to me that – and this is even coming from somebody who watches football, obviously, for our job. We watch a ton of football. It does not feel like from, I think, even at every level, from a local level to a national level, it does not feel like that Travis Kelce is having one of the all-time seasons from the tight end position. Like, I'm telling you, I didn't realize his numbers – were to the point they were. For some reason, I thought that Zach Ertz was having the best season as a tight end. I've said I thought that Travis was the best tight end in football, and maybe this is a reason why you just can't say that now. I mean, he's just having a season like this, and you don't even realize it. You don't even know that this is – it doesn't even feel like this is one of his best seasons. Like – he's on pace, Vern, to set the yards mark at the tight end position. And he's almost at 80, he's at 79 catches, almost 1,100 yards and 9 touchdown passes. And for me, it does not feel like from national, from local, it just doesn't feel like it is his best season. And I think a lot of it has to do with Pat. He may take some. But still, I don't know if that's a complete excuse because I think we all realize that Tyreek Hill is having a really special season. And he's had big moments. I mean, this one against the Raiders, 12 for 168, whatever, 2 touchdown passes. Ridiculous. I mean, it's weird. I've just come about – it does not feel like this is a season like whenever Gronk's best season was. It doesn't feel like that he is – because if you look at it, man, you said – Antonio Brown and Tyreek, this dude is a top 10 offensive player this year, and it doesn't feel that way to me.
I don't understand how it doesn't feel that way. I believe that throughout the course of this season, not just here in Kansas City, but nationally, the duo of Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce has become the most dynamic offensive duo in the NFL. When you put them with Patrick Mahomes, it makes it the most devastating trio in all of the NFL. I think it's been widely accepted that Travis Kelce is the best tight end in football. I don't know what it should feel like.
I don't know that it has been. And I think when you talk about the duos, I think
so. Are you talking nationally or locally?
I think at every level. I think like if he the love and the because
it sounds like outlandish things. He's not doing stupid things this season. He's not bringing unnecessary attention on himself. We're not having unnecessary conversations about him. It's just week in and week out, he delivers, and we expect it. That's just the definition of a great player.
It's just on and off the field. Like, it feels like he's gotten more love and props of being a great player in years past, and this year is better than any of those other years.
But it's in those years past, he did silly things to draw attention. This year, it's just produce, go about your business.
You think that has something to do with it?
And I say don't the think right that has, thing.
I feel like the...
Because Gronk would have the attention on him because of the personality, because of the nickname, because of the success. Kelsey's getting it for the success and nothing more.
It just feels very, I don't think so. It feels very low key. It feels like he's low key having a big year. I feel like he's gotten more praise in other seasons, and they haven't come close to this.
It could be
it may just be me. But I don't feel like we are looking at this season as one of the best seasons a tight end has ever had. At a national level, at a local level, I don't think so. When you say dual, when people think about this team, I think they think of Pat and Tyreek, which is understandable. But it don't feel like that he's having this type of year.
I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure there are a lot of Chiefs fans that agree with you, but I think reflection.
Under the radar.
It might be a reflection of the past teams that you've had here in Kansas City. You've never had that great quarterback and a number of other great players to go along with them. Whenever there's been a great player in Kansas City, it has been his team and his team alone. He has been the talking point. It was Derek Thomas. It was Tony Gonzalez. It was Priest Holmes. I don't know if you've ever had 3, 4, at times 5 superstars like you do on this 2018 Chiefs ball club. It might be a reflection of just how limited this organization's been in true stars.
Maybe that's it. I just, even still with that, though, he is having such a special season. Like, with the exception of the touchdowns, man, I don't think he's going to get to like 17 like Gronk had in the season. Gronk's never had this. Like, Gronk has not had, and they got four games to go. And Gronk hasn't had anything like that, and it just doesn't feel like this is an all-time season, which it is.
Coach, are Kendrick West, what kind of shape is he in? I mean, he can't be in game shape right now.
Yeah, he's kept himself in real good shape. Again, he hasn't been in a game for a while, so but he's, if you just say physically in shape, yeah, he's in shape, but there's also the football shape part of it. But he understands, he's been around long enough to know how to go about it and what would be ahead of him if he had an opportunity to play. So
that's stammering Andy Reid speaking about Charkandrick West. I think the real big story with Charkandrick West is obvious that he's changing his number. He's been forced to change his number because of Charvarius Ward, who Vern yesterday thought all the way up until he said his name out loud on the air that his name was Charvarius West, which you had a huge thing planned out. Ooh, how far are they going to have to put their names on it? But
nobody else caught it, so let's not act like it's just me.
But it was funny to watch you in real time finally catch it. But obviously, we've learned with recent history what happens to players who are forced to change numbers. And we no further have to look up at Lawrence, Kansas, at LeGerald Vick. LeGerald Vick, who was not wanted by the team. Bill just told him, you're going to go to the NBA draft.
I don't want to go to the NBA draft.
Nope, you're going. Then Bill looked around and said, all right, I guess you can come back, but you don't get your number back because Charlie already has it. You get number 2. And hell, we're 6-7 games into the season, Vern, and it has already been declared by Kansas Jayhawk Nation, this is your team, LeGerald, and he has brought Kansas back from the dead on several occasions. This is your team. So I have the expectations that Charkandrick West, now changing from 35 to 30, which to me is a much better number for a running back anyway, I just see that he's going to have a LeGerald Vick type of production the rest of the way. And I'm also to a point, I think it's my expectation that he is just going to give us what LeGerald Vick has given us. And we're going to forget about 35. Number two, I don't even remember that with LeGerald.
See, I'm confused because you spent most of the offseason telling me a LeGerald Vick kind of performance would be three touchdowns, three fumbles. But the LeGerald that I've seen, it's three touchdowns on eight carries, 107 yards, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. So what is it? What is a LeGerald Vick performance? What are we going to see on Sunday?
I'm diving into the guy who's shooting 60% from three. A guy who has been blistering coming into yesterday's or the other day's game, who was 28 for 41 from three.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking at that fella. That's what Charkandrick's going to do.
But is he going to miss the plane back to Kansas, the plane out next week?
Who knows? Why are you focusing on the negative with LeGerald? Charkandrick never shown that before. Look, Kobe. Didn't Kobe change his jersey number? I feel like Charkandrick's going to follow right in the footsteps. Going to follow right in the footsteps of Kobe and LeGerald Vick. I expect, hell, I'll be honest with you, I pretty much really expect Kareem's production. I think he's going to be 10 times better than he was last year at 35, just like LeGerald was last year.
LeGerald replaced Devontae the same way that Charkandrick is going to replace Kareem Hunt.
Feels like it. Maybe more. Yeah, no, you're right.
The same way the Black Mamba replaced the Kobe that.
Yeah, number eight. Yeah, I see that. I think that's the biggest thing that we got to look at. He changed his jersey number. So now, based off what I've seen with LeGerald, I have expectations that he's going to have a LeGerald performance.
I'm excited to see it.
Charkandrick starting Sunday, big-time performance.